Hi, this is Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer, telling you to stay tuned to WNJC 1360 AM for Thursday in the Doghouse, coming right up.
Mama was a mutt, Daddy was one too. Me, I'm a little bit of everything, everything that I use.
Good morning, listeners. Welcome once again to Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Primeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer.
And I'm your host, Karen Fazio, the Dog Super Nanny and owner of My Best Friend Dog Training.
In case you're not familiar with our show, Karen and I are here every Thursday morning from 10 to 10:30 discussing our favorite topic, the dog. Thursday in the Doghouse is the only talk radio show of its kind in New Jersey. We hope that you, the dog-owning community, will all become very well-informed pet parents to your special companion pet by listening to us each week. In case you're tuning in for the very first time, you can always listen to our past programs by going to my website, www.jerseydogtrainer.com, and click on the page marked Rini's Radio Show. You'll see a full page of podcasts listing the subjects of all the shows we've done so far. You can also go to Karen's website, www.mybestfrienddogschool.com, and she has podcasts listed there also. Our special guest today is Dr. Arthur Young. Dr. Young is a homeopathic veterinarian who is nationally known as a practitioner, lecturer, teacher, and author. He has over 5 decades of experience as a clinician, researcher, and instructor. Dr. Young resides in Mount Laurel, New Jersey, and he conducts a busy consultation practice and speaking schedule. Dr. Young has spoken to us before about dogs who suffer from digestive problems, allergies, and other ailments. Today, he's going to discuss what he refers to as the boarding nightmare. Before we talk to Dr. Young, please let Karen tell you what services she offers as a professional dog trainer specializing in fear and aggression.
Are you the owner of a fearful or aggressive dog and don't know where to turn? Have you called other trainers and they've turned you down because they don't want to deal with an aggression case? Then My Best Friend Dog Training and its special service, the Dog Super Nanny, is maybe just what you're looking for. We do in-home private consultations. We're located in Keyport, New Jersey, and we do travel. Our phone number is 732-533-9376, and our website is mybestfrienddogschool.com. We are positive-based trainers and don't use physical punishment or fear as a way to motivate your dog. We use games and fun as a way to do that, and we also help you during the whole process. So give us a call. We're here for you. 732-533-9376.
Good morning, Dr. Young. How are you today?
Well, good morning. I'm fine and anxiously looking forward to sharing some really good information with the dog owners in this area.
Mm-hmm. Well, I have a question. Yeah. Before we get started, I'd like for you to first explain to our listeners what the difference is between a homeopathic veterinarian versus a traditional or allopathic veterinarian.
Well, actually, it's quite a difference, actually. Homeopathic veterinarians use medications that, well, we have a motto. It's called like treats like, so that you take all natural substances. There are 2,000 homeopathic remedies and have been tried and trusted and true for over 200 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we just use those remedies which mimic the problem that's going on with the patient mentally, emotionally, and physically. We don't use drugs. We are not fans of vaccinations. And we are great supporters of raw diets.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been around a long, long time, and it's natural healing versus the suppressive nature of drugs, which don't cure anything, but they do make things a little bit better at the time. But it'll always come back to haunt you. Allopathic medicine is wonderful in many ways, the surgical procedures, the lab laboratory procedures, the ability to x-ray, et cetera, and I use their services. Absolutely.
Right.
We can exist together, except if people want an alternative way of treating their animal without using drugs which can have their side effects, et cetera, then homeopathy is the way to go. It's been around a long time. And in this country, we have about 500 veterinarians, which isn't a lot, but 500 who are professionally trained in homeopathy by the Academy of Veterinary Homeopathy, which I belong to, and I'm certified by that group.
So if a dog comes to you and it has parvovirus, for example, how would you go about treating that?
What you do is, first of all, you have to sit down either on the phone or with the animal and the owner and ask a lot of questions about what the animal is like as far as its mental attitudes, its emotional attitudes, the physical symptoms, which, of course, will vary. Physical symptoms will vary from animal to animal because everybody is different. I mean, you've got 50 trillion cells. How could you possibly be the same?
Right.
So anyway, when we get that, then we decide what remedy matches that animal. And usually in parvo, there is a homeopathic remedy called Acinacum album, which is used in human typhoid, and it's very effective.
Mm-hmm.
Most dogs who get parvo who are treated homeopathically do not die, and they get better much quicker with less problems and symptoms of discomfort.
Dr. Young, you titled our discussion today The Boarding Nightmare. Can you tell us what you mean by that?
Well, you know, I've been harping on this for years, because what happens is that the animal, say, for instance, an animal has never been boarded before. Say an animal has never been away from the family before. What happens is that they go to the hospital, or they go to the boarding kennel, and animals can sense that something is up. They can sense something is up way before you leave to go on your trip.
Mm.
And that's the time to do something about it. But anyway, to get back, animals who have been boarded and don't appreciate it, but the owners have not made any accommodations for them, like with a pet sitter or having somebody come into the house and check on them while they're gone, you know, three times a day, whatever it is.
Right.
So they have to take them to a boarding kennel. And what happens on the road, I call this the road to perdition, the car ride to the kennel. And they know, and they're upset. Now, this does not apply to all animals, obviously, but there's enough of them that it's something that to be considered, because as I will tell you, you'll see what the results can be of this sort of a situation. So we have the road to perdition. We also have the fact that the dog has been worried about it for a week because he knows you're going to go. You may not realize that he knows or she knows, but they don't. They always do. So we have the fact there's many animals who have a fear when they're alone. They're a fear of abandonment, a fear of these strangers that they don't know, a fear of narrow places, you know, like a 2x2 or 2x3 cage.
Mm-hmm.
I could not deal with that myself.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is, at 7 o'clock at night, roughly, of course, I can't tell you what every place closes at, but they close at 7 o'clock at night. We'll say 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. The next morning, they open up. That animal has been sitting there for 12 hours in a cage. That animal is housebroken. And there he is, sitting in this cage without an ability to go outside and relieve themselves.
Mm-hmm.
So where do they relieve themselves?
In the cage.
They relieve themselves in the cage. Number one, it's excrement, which they're not thrilled to death to be hanging around all night. And secondly, they know that they're not supposed to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So they start to suffer from anxiety,
mm-hmm.
guilt,
fear of punishment.
And then goes to resentment. Why did you set me here in the first place, dear owner?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not supposed to be be in a place like this.
Yeah.
And then, of course, there's resentment and there's anger. Some animals are very fastidious, and we all know that.
Right.
And they don't like to be alone. These animals are sitting ducks for this boarding nightmare. Things start to go wrong pretty quick. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I must say, and I'm going to say it, there will be a lot of people who won't understand it, and the veterinarians probably won't like it, but this business of vaccinations, the constant vaccinations every year, of course, which is involved with boarding, can't get into a boarding kennel without being vaccinated.
Right.
Are your shots up to date, Mrs. Smith?
Right.
And then, bango, the vaccinations start again.
Mm-hmm.
Vaccinations, when they're babies, when they're kittens, when they're puppies, of course, I heartily endorse that. But after that, it isn't necessary.
Mm-hmm.
Some animals get terrific repercussions when they're vaccinated, particularly when they're vaccinated year after year after year. I wouldn't do that to myself.
Right.
I'm sure that most people wouldn't either. Call up the doctor, say, Dr. Jones, I'd like you to pump 8 viruses into me annually, which is absolutely, you know, it's, when you think about it, it's incredible.
Right.
It's incredibly bad. Because the immune system is constantly being challenged by these booster shots, which are unnecessary anyway for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
So, this business of, you've got to be vaccinated, if that has to be the case, and you're really stuck, you're going to have your dog have a blood titer done. You know, where the doctor takes some blood from the dog and tests it in the lab to find out what's the antibody concentration against, we'll say, parvo, distemper, and the other one, which is rabies. Now, I don't understand why it's always necessary to give a dog a rabies shot so he can board someplace. I don't understand it.
Right.
He's not sick with rabies when he comes in.
Mm-hmm.
He's certainly not going to catch it while he's in there because it's transmitted by dog bites and saliva. How is that going to happen? What is this concentration when you've got to have a rabies shot? The rabies vaccine can cause, I've seen things you wouldn't believe, can cause very, very serious side effects over a period of time.
Mm-hmm. What kind of side effects?
And that's one that I definitely try to have people stay away from. And I write letters to the boards of health. If I'm treating an animal and his time comes up to get a rabies shot, a letter goes off to the board of health saying that this animal cannot get this kind of a vaccination because on the side of the bottle it says can only be used in healthy animals.
Dr. Young,
if you're coming to see me, there's something wrong with them.
Dr. Young, Karen had a question for you. Karen had a question for you.
So anyway, there's always...
Dr. Young, hold on, honey. Karen had a question for you.
Sure.
Karen?
What sorts of
repercussions, side effects?
Side effects have you seen in these types of vaccines?
It is absolutely incredible the numbers of different things that you'll see. With the rabies vaccine, you'll see changes in behavior. And I know that you ladies are involved with that.
Absolutely.
You'll see animals who will become skitterish, animals that will hide, animals that aren't easy to handle anymore. And what will happen is that they may go home perfectly okay, and this will take a little while to develop, but you see an awful lot of fear develop. You also see with the vaccines, you'll see chronic, as I've discussed this, I think, before with Rini, you'll see chronic digestive upsets, diarrhea, vomiting, allergies, skin diseases. It goes on and on and on. And you'll see that you can usually, most of the time, tie it into that within the last few weeks, the animal has had a vaccination, a booster, if you will.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
If it was necessary, and if it was okay and didn't have side effects, I'd say, well, you know, good. But if you have to get into a discussion with the powers to be, have your dog's blood checked and see what the result of the vaccination police are protected by virtue of the fact that you got a blood test in your hand.
Dr. Young, you said that when somebody wants to board their dog and they don't make the proper plans for that dog, is there something that people can do if they can't get a pet sitter, or if somebody won't come and stay with the dog? I mean, if you're just really up against it, is there something that they can do to help the dog before he's kenneled?
Absolutely. I think that you and I have talked about Bach flower remedies before.
Right.
And those are, there's 38 Bach flowers, that's B-A-C-H, Dr. Edwin C. Bach, a London homeopathic physician, developed these back in the 1930s and 1920s. And many, many people take a solution called Rescue Remedy, which you can buy at any health food store.
Right, I do.
Drops on your wrist. 4 or 5 times a day, 3 times a day, whatever, and it goes. The same goes for the animals. Mm. And this anxiety, this stress, is really mitigated. And so, if you start the Bach flowers, I mean, I'll be glad to answer these questions because they take a little while. I don't want to take up all the time with it, but if they want to send me questions to my website, I'll be glad to answer them. By the way, anyway, then if you start the Bach flower remedy or the rescue remedy, even just rescue remedy, which has 5 different Bach flowers in it,
okay,
you can start it a week before you go away, and then give them the bottle when you get to the boarding kennel, and just tell them that you'd like them to take it, put 4 or 5 drops on their dog's ear skin, the bear skin. That's on the inside of the flap. Just wipe it in, just casually, and do that 3 times a day while they're in the hospital or the boarding kennel,
okay,
and it will make a remarkable difference in how they respond to being away, having different food. One of the things people could do would be to bring their own food.
Absolutely.
When they
I think they do.
Go away on vacation, right?
I think most people do that. I think they're asked to bring the dog's food.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because there's a lot of dogs that are allergic to grain.
I will say, Dr. Young, that I have had many cases, and I'm sure that Karen has too. And like you said, it doesn't happen 100% of the time, but it happens often enough that we do take notice. A dog has been boarded and comes home, and within a week, his behavior changes. There is definitely a correlation with something had to have happened at that kennel. And here's what I was thinking, that, you know, that they do close up at night. There's not always somebody who stays at that kennel overnight. So it's totally unsupervised and unmanaged there. How does, you know, I mean, if a dog is there in unfamiliar territory and there's another dog there who is totally stressed out and barks the entire night, can you imagine how stressful that would be to your dog who's not barking? I mean, I think that these things are absolutely things that we have to be thinking about.
What about the smells of medicine? What about the smells of other dogs' sicknesses?
Mm-hmm. Well, they shouldn't be taking a sick dog into a kennel, for one thing.
Don't forget, when animals, say an animal goes into a boarding facility and he or she is incubating something, and then that stress level that's created, the change in the diet, the change in the people that handle you, the strangeness of the whole thing, and what it does, it just triggers the whole thing, and then they're sick. And then what will happen, too, is it'll be delayed, as you said, a week or two later.
Right. It's not always immediate.
That's a real problem.
Yeah. Karen, have you ever boarded your dog?
I have, but, you know, and the place that I board, there is a staff there 24 hours a day with the dogs, and if, you know, actually I send my clients' dogs when they go away, if they don't take me up on my services, because I do extended in-home care for just the situation, but if they opt not to use that and they would prefer a daycare center, I have one that's very reliable in Tinton Falls,
right,
and it's really a beautiful facility. It's very clean, and if I send a client there that has issues, they assign that dog a staff that's maybe one or two people that is the same people every day, and they form a nice relationship with the dog and play with the dog.
Yeah, this is a huge facility in Karen's area. I was there.
All well and good.
Yeah.
But what about the fact that do they require a rabies vaccination?
Oh yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah. Ask them.
What is the possible validation of sticking a rabies vaccine into a dog just because he's going to go into a kennel?
That's right.
What is it? What? I can't for the life of me figure that one out.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
And it's perpetrated.
Let them hear this interview.
Profession.
I do have another question, Dr. Young. Are there any books and other resources that you can share with our audience where, you know, owners could learn a little bit more about homeopathic veterinary medicine?
I'll tell you what. There is a book that is published by a Dr. Richard Pitcairn. Now, Dr. Pitcairn is the grandfather, the godfather, so to speak, of homeopathic veterinary medicine in the United States.
And what's the name of the book?
In the world, for that matter.
What's the name of the book, Dr. Young?
The name of the book is Dr. Pitcairn. His last name is spelled P as in Peter, I, T as in Tom. C-A-I-R-N, just like Pitcairn's Island. And it's called The Complete Guide to Natural Health for Dogs and Cats. The Complete Guide, you can get this either through Amazon or...
Dogwise.
No.
Dogwise.com is a good one, too.
Books.
Yeah.
Natural Health for Dogs and Cats by Dr. Richard Pitcairn. And I'll tell you something. This book is a godsend, not only from the standpoint of homeopathic medicine, but also from the standpoint of being able to recognize what's going on for your pet, diets like you wouldn't believe, just an absolute treasure chest. And if somebody's got that, they're way ahead of the game, and I recommend it to all of my clients.
Dr. Young, can you hold on just a moment? And I'd like to take a little short break so that I can tell our listeners what services I offer here in the South Jersey area as a professional dog trainer and certified behavior consultant. Is your dog always in the doghouse? Does he greet people by jumping all over them? Does she chew your shoes and steal your undies? Guess what? Dogs beginning at 5 months of age. All group classes are held at Dog Days Camp for Canines, 23 West Main Street, Marlton, New Jersey. For more information, please contact me at 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Again, that's 609-280-9338 or on the web at www.jerseydogtrainer.com. Welcome back to Thursday in the Doghouse. I'm your host, Rini Premeza, the Jersey Dog Trainer.
And I'm your host, Karen Fazio, the dog super nanny and owner of My Best Friend Dog Training.
Wonderful. And we are speaking today with Dr. Arthur Young, a homeopathic veterinarian here in the South Jersey area, who also does phone consults all over the country, right?
Oh, of course.
Yeah, you're a wonderful vet. I have to tell everybody, I've been using your services, and I'm seeing a wonderful difference in my own dog, who has been giving me challenges upon challenges. But there's always, there's always a remedy that we can give the dogs. This is really interesting to me about the kenneling situation, Dr. Young. I have one last question. Suppose somebody doesn't put their dog in a kennel and instead they're going away for a whole week and let's say they have a pet sitter coming in three times a day. Is that still a better option than putting the dog in a kennel? That would
Absolutely.
Be for a whole week. It's still a better option.
No, it's not even an option. It's not even an issue.
Mm-hmm.
They get out three times a day to get a little exercise and relieve themselves.
Right.
They're
in their home environment.
In their familiar surroundings.
Right.
The odors, the whole thing is just so much better.
Mm-hmm.
So much better. And besides the fact, what happens is there's a thing in homeopathy known as SORA. P-S-O-R-A. It's that underlying issue of not wellness. We all have it, believe me.
Mm-hmm.
And we call it a latent Sora awakening. This stuff lying at a low level inside the body that's never been dealt with.
I see.
And then the animal undergoes this stress without any help from Bach flowers or being in their home. Goes under this stress, and honest to goodness, within a week or so, you will have it hit you right between the eyes. That's when you start to see these allergic responses, the dietary things, the fear, the everything. And And then they start to give the animal drugs.
Right.
You'd be surprised how much Prozac is given to dogs.
We know that.
It just gives me the chills.
Yep.
Because this is not that's not the way it's supposed to be.
Right.
And these drugs, the animal might end up like a zombie, mm-hmm. Just staggering around or just being so dopey.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's supposed to be okay. To me, that's not okay.
Mm-hmm. Karen, did you have any kind of question you wanted to ask Dr. Young before?
Yeah, I would like for him to share his website with the audience, so if people have questions, they can,
sure.
Contact him directly.
Yeah, okay. It's a homeopathy, which I'll spell for you, H-O-M as in Mary, E-O-P as in Peter, A-T as in Tom, H-Y, homeopathy. homeopathyanimals.com. That's my website.
Okay.
Homeopathy animals, there's an S on the end of the animals.com.
Dr. Young,
Karen
and I want to thank you so much for sharing all your wonderful information with us today. I hope that people take heart and really listen to your warnings here. And I've learned an awful lot. And that last bit of information about the Sora can explain a lot, Karen, to us about why we see behavior problems develop not so immediately after a particular traumatic incident or something like that. That's fascinating. And I hope that you'll come back and join us again, Dr. Young, at a future date and talk to us again.
I will be happy to. I will be appearing. I'll be down there at the South Salem County Fairgrounds on October 22nd and 23rd for the FIDO Festival.
Wonderful.
On Route 40 in Woodstown, New Jersey.
Okay, everybody.
At 10 o'clock in the morning till 5 in the afternoon. For those 2 days, I'm going to be putting on workshops. I'm going to be lecturing. It's going to be terrific.
Thank you, Dr. Young. I hope you have a wonderful day.
And yes, and the both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Bye. Take care.
Bye-bye. Karen, do you want to make an announcement as to who we're going to be interviewing next week?
Yes, Victoria Stillwell from Animal Planets. It's Mia the dog will be joining us.
Okay.
I don't know what we're going to really be talking about yet. I mean, there's so much to talk about with Victoria, but more likely than not, we'll be talking about behavioral issues.
Absolutely.
And the best way to go about training those issues.
And positive reinforcement.
I'm not sure if she's going to be in our area, lecturing, but she might be able to give us some dates, maybe where we can at least travel
right.
A short distance to see her. But I'm very much looking forward to talking to her.
Right, good. Karen, you just put out, I think, a new newsletter?
Yes.
Can you tell people how they can get that newsletter?
Yes, they can go to thedogsupernanny.com or mybestfrienddogschool.com,
right.
And there's a little button where you could press that says subscribe to my newsletter.
Wonderful. And I read that newsletter. I'll tell you what, you are one wonderful writer.
Did you like that article?
I did. And so maybe we can discuss that at some point. Your ideas there, and I think you're going to create a book, too. So
yeah.
The ideas that you have in that newsletter are excellent. So I hope everybody takes advantage of it. I hope everybody listens next week. And there's Duke. He's just reminded me I need to keep my trap shut and get off of this show so somebody else can come on. I hope you listen again next week. Remember, Victoria Stillwell's visiting with us. 10 to 10:30 on Thursday in the Doghouse right here on WNJC, 1360 AM. Have a good day, everybody.
You too.
Bye.
Take care.
Since 2 o'clock, I've been holding it in. Grab the leash, let's go chop, chop. If I don't get out soon, the cord's gonna pop. Twist and shout. Ooh, I gotta go out. I'd love to stay and talk, of course. But I really need to see a man about a horse.
Go out.